Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship and the baptismal service for Luca Pryor, and a very warm welcome to his parents, relatives, and friends for such a memorable occasion of support. On the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, we have the pleasure of his servant minister, the Reverend Tim Woolley, to conduct this service. And may the blessing of the Holy Spirit be upon Reverend Tim and everyone present, including all those in our heartfelt thoughts. Following the service, refreshments will be served for our visitors, while those in our congregations staying for luncheon, there will also be tea and coffee available first, and then the luncheon is available self-served for the Endeavour, in the Endeavour room, to bring into the whole dining area to enjoy together. There's just one or two notices. The 9th of October will be the funeral of our late Brian Lumsden at Westerhope at 10:30. And there is also a new list for names for the future after service coffee and tea rota for people to put their names to. Forms for the General Data Protection Regulation are still available with the posting box at the back of the church for those who wish to comply but have not yet done so. That'll be there just for another week, so you'll have to make up your mind about that. Now we have our prayer for today on the notice sheet, in which you'll be screened in the usual manner.
It's not screened,
is it not?
It's not, no.
All right. No, we'll just we'll say the prayer together on this occasion, and this will be followed by our call to worship hymn, "Come Now Is the Time to Worship." So let us say the prayer for today on the notice sheet. Abba, Father, help me to turn away from the sin in my life and make a new beginning with you today. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you all here, and a very warm welcome to all our visitors here today who've come to support Luke and Stacey and little Luca on the occasion of his baptism. It's lovely to see you here, and you're very warmly welcome. Please don't worry about, you know, kids making a noise and stuff like that. We're a very relaxed church. Please don't feel awkward about it, or if they end up running around a bit, that's fine. In fact, we do have a little creche that's available, say, for under four or fives, just in the side room. If you want to take them into the creche, you're very welcome. But you know, just do whatever you feel comfortable with. To go to the creche, it's just through where Trudy's waving, or did wave at the back there. Yeah, if anybody needs to go out at all during the service. But it's lovely to have you all here. I quite often find some funny slides to show people beforehand. I like spotting typos in service sheets and things where people have made mistakes. And I can't remember what I found for this morning. But I don't know whether I've shown this one before, but this made me laugh so much. Just in time for Christmas, there will be a special appearance by Satan between the hours of 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. for your kids. Probably meant to be Santa, but hey, there we go. This next one, oh yes, I like it. This is just camera positioning. Although that's good. And finally, this is a service sheet from our very own circuit of churches. Not this church, it's actually Westerhope, just over the way. This is their service sheet, which announces that on the 6th of October, the preacher at 6 o'clock will be Mrs. Tim Woolley.
Good
So I'll be going with my high heels on, I think, for that. But okay. The words for all our songs will be up on the screen today. And so we're going to sing now our call to worship song, Come Now Is the Time to Worship. So please stand if you're able and we'll sing. Please be seated. So we're going to pray together now. Let's pray. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we do come just as we are to worship you this morning. Some of us may have had good weeks. Some of us may be perhaps going through difficult times at the moment and have brought maybe heavy burdens through the doors this morning. But Lord, please just meet us all where we're at this morning, and may your Holy Spirit touch our hearts and bring us peace as we share in worship together this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of new life into our families and all the blessings that children bring. We thank you for this very special Sunday for Luca and his family as he is baptized. And we pray, Lord, that you would richly bless them and all who have come to support them this morning. Lord, you have blessed your larger family, your larger church family, in so many ways, more than we could ever fully know or appreciate. So as we share in worship, as we share in friendship and fellowship here this morning, may we know that you touched our hearts today. In the precious name of our King, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus. Everybody said, Amen. Amen. Just move to the next slide. I've got this one. Yes, that's right. Just a little while ago, I said that we were going to start having a little time in our services, in every service, where if anybody wants to share anything in particular, they'd be very welcome to. Perhaps something that's happened in their life that they want to share with the wider church family. I don't know whether anyone's feeling brave this morning, that they want to share anything. Perhaps with so many of us here, it might be slightly intimidating. I just would like to share something, though. Last week, I was doing food bank duty with a couple of the regular helpers who had been mums who'd originally come just to the clothes bar at Leamington looking for children's clothes for their children. And they've started volunteering and helping with the food bank down at Leamington. And I've got to know them really well. And I'd been really wanting an opportunity to give them a little, even just a part of a Bible. I wanted to give them Luke's Gospel from the New Testament. But it had never felt like the right time to give them it. It never felt appropriate or the right moment. And last week I just prayed, Lord, please just give me an opportunity to give these out. I've had them for a few months now and I want to give them out. And so I put them in my bag. I took them down there. I must admit I pretty much forgot about them, that they were in my bag. And we were giving some food to somebody who'd come who desperately needed some food. And it was the person who'd come for the food who said, can you tell me, I'm trying to find a Bible in the second-hand shops, and can you tell me where I can get one from? And I said, I've got one in my bag here. And I said, and while we're on, I've got one for you that I bought a couple of months ago, and one for you. And so I was able to give out those Bibles. And that was a real answer to prayer last week, coming from an unlikely source. It was someone who'd actually come to the food bank. So I just want to give thanks for that. That's my thing I'd like to share. Has anybody got anything else they would like to share at all? No, that's fine. That's okay. But we'll always offer the opportunity. Now, we're going to sing again, but I don't know if any children here want to join in. I've brought some tambourines and stuff, or adults as well. We have adults playing the tambourines and things, because we're going to sing a good lively song. And would you like a tambourine to join in? Would you like one? Yeah? All right. Anybody else? Would you like one? Would he? Yeah? There you go. What else we got?
Little
There's a couple of little tambourines here. Yeah. Would you like one? Would you like a tambourine? Oh, you want that one? Okay, yeah, there we go. Shaker, yeah. Have we got anything else? What have we got? Another, some more shakers? Yeah, you can. Would you like a shaker? There you go, Eva. All right. Anybody else? All right, they're going to the back, right. That's great. Any more in there, just hand them out. Right. Are we ready then? Okay. So, are you ready to play along with me? Right. We'll get a rhythm going, shall we? Are you ready? Well done. Please be seated. Right. You can keep your instruments for later on. That'll be good. Right. We have a very simple Bible reading for this morning. Very simple because it's actually just one verse. One verse from the Bible. But it is one of the best known verses, and it's just what I'd like us to think about just briefly this morning. Now, I have the verse on a roll of paper. It ends up being quite a long roll of paper, but I could do with some help with it. Would anybody like to come and help roll this out? So everybody can see it. Yeah? Do you want to come and help? Are you coming? I will need some help because I can't hold both ends at once. Are you coming to help? It's all right, she doesn't have to. Anybody else want to help? Are you coming? Come on up. Come up here. It's good up here. Look, you can see everybody. Look, you can see all the smiling faces. Well, most of them are smiling. All right. So, would you be able to hold one end, this end? Yeah, would you come and hold this end here? Thank you. That's it. Can you hold it nice and tight? And can we unroll it? Yeah, we're going to unroll it that way. It's very long. Okay, you keep hold of it, won't you? Don't let go. Or we're in trouble. All right, do you want to keep unrolling it? Can you do it? That's it. Let's see how long it is. That's it. That's brilliant. We might need to move that way a bit so everybody can see it. Yeah. So if you... What's your name? Rachel. Peyton. If you'd like to go towards the wall, Peyton, so everybody can see it. Can you hold it up as high as you can? Oh, that's it. Paisley, hold it in the middle. Have you got it there? That's right. There we are. Can you read it? Have you got the gist? All right. Perhaps could you read it all out together, just so I know you can see it together? For God so loved the world, so much, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. One of the best known verses from the Bible. Just one verse there. Thank you very much. I think they've all read it now because they've read it back to us. So thank you for your help. Give them a round of applause. Thank you. You can let go now. Thank you. Ooh. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus, so that whoever believes in him will have eternal life and not perish. What does that mean? How do we obtain everlasting life because of Jesus? I would just like for a moment to put your imaginations into gear. I would like you to imagine what you think heaven is like. And think about what sort of words come into your mind when you think about heaven, whatever that is for you. Think of the kinds of things you would associate with the idea of heaven. What sorts of ideas come into your minds? Right, now while you're thinking about that, I need some more help. I need some more help, right? I don't think I'll have one for everybody, right? But I wondered whether you could give out these stones for people. All right? Would you be able to give some stones out? Yeah? Okay. Could you give some stones out to people? All right? And would you like to as well? Perhaps I should put them in the middle. And shall we? I'll tell you what. Let's go and put them in the middle. And then you can run around and give them to people. All right? Anybody can join in helping with this stone distribution. Okay, let's put them there. All right, I'll let you guys come through. Oops, I'll give one to you, sir, seeing as I was holding that one in my hand. Right, okay, let's give these stones out. All right, that's it. Okay, there we are. There we are. Have a stone. There might not be one for everybody, but... Oh dear, is that my microphone making a noise? Okay. While they're giving those stones out, we've thought about some of the words that we think about that we associate with heaven. Now, as we receive those stones, could you think about your life, but think about some of the mess-ups. Think about some of the things that you shouldn't have done that you did do. Think about some of the things that you perhaps should have done that you didn't do. Perhaps the things that you're not really very proud of. And that includes the thoughts in your head, as well as perhaps the things that you've done. Now then, your stone, if you've got one, your stone represents all those things. All of those mess-ups, all those things that you're ashamed of. Okay? We were made to be in relationship with God. He wants to have a relationship with us. But all the things that that stone represents clouds that relationship and kind of spoils it, in a sense. Okay? Now, I need another volunteer. It might need to be somebody slightly taller. I need somebody a bit, little bit taller, I think. I'm definitely going to need a volunteer. Otherwise, I'm scuppered. Christopher, would you come out? Thanks, Christopher. Right, Christopher's going to help me. Are they all gone? That's brilliant. I'm going to need you to do another job in a moment. So just wait around a moment. Christopher, will you come and stand up here? Right. Will you face everybody and hold your arms out open wide? Okay. Can I put one on there? And can I put one on there? All right. Now, those stones that you're holding are all the things that mar your relationship with God. All your mess-ups, all the shame and the things that you've done wrong in your life, okay? Now, what I'd like you to do, would you go and gather those stones back in? All right? Can we gather those stones back in? Right? And can we start putting them into his plastic bags there? Okay? While he keeps his arms out like that. All right? I could perhaps gather some in myself so it's not, so we're not here all day. Okay, that is a good idea. Yes. All right. Can you pop them in there? That's right. Thank you. We're putting them in there. Brilliant. Thank you. Got some more there. Oh, yes. Thanks, Adlin. Yes. Pop them in the bucket. Thank you. That's right. Might like to put some in that bucket and I'll take these forward. How are you doing, Christopher? All right?
Yeah, that's it. Can you put them in?
So all your stones and all that those stones represent are going in these bags. Okay? Are you struggling?
A little bit.
Okay. Here we are. Is it becoming a struggle?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I'll try and make them even. Would you like to put it in his bag? Yeah. Brilliant. You're doing a great job. How are we doing?
Ow.
Tough?
Yeah. A bit more than a bit.
Yeah, okay, let's leave it there. Yeah. Right. Okay. So, Christopher, how are you feeling?
It hurts.
It hurts. He feels burdened, no doubt. Yeah? I need another volunteer to be Jesus. Probably another taller. I need another taller volunteer. Emma, come out. Right. Emma, if you could just stand and face everybody just over there for now. So all those stones that Christopher's now burdened down with represent all the burdens in life that mar all of our relationships with God. And one other question, when you thought about heaven, did you think of any of the words that you associated with these stones? No. Nothing that these stones represent anything about heaven at all. And this is why Jesus coming is so important, and why the cross of Jesus is so important. Because effectively, when Jesus died on the cross with his arms stretched out, this is what he did. He took all of our burdens upon himself. Whoops. Okay. Now, how do you feel, Christopher?
Better.
Better, yeah. That's what Jesus did when he died on the cross for us and he stretched out his arms. He effectively took all our mess ups, all the things that we've done wrong, upon himself. You know, so many people say, I'm not good enough to be a Christian or a follower of Jesus. The truth is, none of us are good enough to be a Christian or a follower of Jesus. He took all of our mess ups upon himself. And he wipes the slate completely clean for us. And that's why Jesus is so important, because when we stand before God, all that rubbish has gone, because Jesus took it upon himself. And that's why we thank Jesus for all he did for us. And this burden lifting isn't just for a future heaven. Jesus said, I come to give life in all its fullness. I come to give it now. The change can start now in our lives as we trust in him, in Jesus, to take all of our mess ups upon himself. That is what the good news is all about. And today we celebrate that washing clean as Luca comes for his baptism this morning, and as we welcome him into God's family, that great big family of people who are learning together how to follow Jesus more closely and to discover him in our lives. Jesus came to change lives 2,000 years ago, but he's still changing lives today. I really believe that. So we're going to sing now. Thanks, guys. You've done really well. Give them a round of applause. Thank you. So we're going to lift high the name of Jesus now for all that he's done. We're going to sing, Lord, I lift your name on high. Have you got your tambourines and things? Yeah. Okay. Right. Oh, I need to get my backing ready. And I'll get this ready and then we'll be fine. Right. Okay, shall we stand to sing? Lord, I lift your name on high. Please be seated. Well done, guys. That was brilliant. So now we come to the special part of our service for Luca's baptism. Baptism is God's free gift to us, telling us about God's love and his grace. In this outward sign of an inward change, we celebrate firstly that Jesus came to live on earth with us to teach us about God's love, and then showed us that love by giving his life for us on the cross. Secondly, that God reaches out to each of us today through his Holy Spirit to teach us about his love, to help us to know him and enable us to live the way that he wants us to live. And finally, that God makes us part of the Church of Jesus Christ as we may be supported by other Christians and love and support them in our turn. Although we don't deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to us all and invites us to respond. As a church, we remember the words of Jesus after he was raised from the dead. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Can I ask the family to come forward and Luca to come forward? Would you like to come and come up here and stand round this side? We'll have the parents at the front. Yeah, you come in up, yeah. And godparents as well, if they would like to come up too and stand behind. Let's try and make some room for us all. Put that here, okay. There's the room for you all. We can move around a bit if we need to. All right. Okay. You're all right. Squeeze in there. Okay. So I say to the parents, Stacy and Luke, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace? Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. He offers us living water and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit, that Luca, who is to be baptized in this water, may die to sin, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so I ask parents and godparents, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God? Do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide? And so we affirm our faith together by saying the words in yellow print on the screen. We believe in God the Father who made the world. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, who redeemed humankind. We believe in the Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God. Okay, pop that there. Okay, you'd like to come to me? Hello, Luca. Hello. Look at all these people. Hey, look at them all. Are they all smiling at you? Hmm? Yeah? What about all these here as well? You've come. There's Mummy and Daddy. Yeah? Let's just get this. Luca, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. For you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. Okay, you ready? Let's get your mouths. Let's see. Okay.
Luca Prior. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I sign you with the cross of Christ, for you now belong to him. By baptism, God has received you into his church. Ooh, we won't pull that over, I don't think. Okay.
Go on.
I think we're going to get tangled up with the microphone as well, aren't we? Yes. Okay. Now, what's coming over here? Okay. What's this?
Luca, receive this light, for you belong to Christ, the light of the world. Christ is your light and your way.
Oh. And we all say together the words on the screen. May you grow and live in the faith of Christ. Amen. Amen. I'll hand him back. Okay. That's it.
Very good.
Okay. Right. We now all say together the blessing that is on the screen there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace. Amen. And now I say to the parents, Luke and Stacey, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace to your child by making these promises. Will you love Luca? Will you love Luca, committing yourself to care for him in body, mind, and spirit?
With God's help, we will.
Will you therefore ensure that he is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
With God's help, we will.
Will you set before him a Christian example that through your prayers, words, and deeds, he may learn the way of Christ?
With God's help, we will.
So I say now to the godparents, Josh, Lewis, Ryan, Casey, Leanne and Abby, I think I've got you all there. Will you help Stacey and Luke to nurture Luca in the Christian faith? Can I ask you all to stand, please, if you're able? Members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that Luca has been baptized. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that he may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? With God's help, we will. Thank you. Please be seated. Right. We've got a little present for Luca from the church, a little Bible for toddlers, okay? There's a little leaf. That's his baptism certificate. Okay, thank you. And let's have a look. I've got Abby.
Thank you.
There we are. Casey.
Yep.
There you are. Leanne.
Yep.
Josh. Josh. Ryan.
Lewis.
Ryan. Okay, thank you. Thank you all. You can sit down. It's lovely. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, of course. That's fine. So we're going to celebrate now Luca's baptism as we sing. We need the tambourines again for this as we sing Come On and Celebrate. Okay? Well done. Please be seated. It's always good when we get together as a church to pray for the things that are on our minds and on our hearts. And Lynn is going to come out now and lead us in some prayers this morning. Thanks, Lynn. Thank you.
Before we start,
If anybody has anybody special they would like us to pray for when we get to that part of the prayer, if you would like to tell me and we'll do a special prayer. If anybody has anybody.
My son-in-law, who was very ill at the moment with cancer.
Sorry?
Emily.
I think I heard somebody else shout somebody out. Sorry, Tony, I didn't get that. Dave. Okay.
The family of Ryan Lumsden.
Yep. Okay, let us pray. Grant us wisdom, O Lord. God, our Maker, you so love the world that you entrust us with its safekeeping, to cultivate, nurture, and tend the garden, to relax and enjoy the produce of its bounty, to push away at the boundaries of science and make our own contribution. Grant us wisdom and understanding. God, our Saviour, you so love the world that you bequeath us your ministry to spread the good news, to care as neighbours. We pray for all the congregation here at Denton Burn and for those who can't be with us this morning. And we especially pray for Ida's son-in-law, for Emily Mason, for Joyce Edgar, for Maureen Harrison, and for Dave and his son. Let us speak out against what is not right and herald the coming of your kingdom. Grant us wisdom and mercy, O Lord. God, the Holy Spirit, you so love the world that you fill us with your power to make a difference and bring about change, to draw others to a deeper knowledge of you, especially Luca, who has joined your community of disciples today. And let us leave a better legacy for generations to come. Grant us wisdom and grace, O Lord. We pray for Brian Lumsden and his family and friends in this sad time. And we ask it all in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity of God. Amen.
Amen.
And now let us say the prayer together that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, O Lord, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Just to say, before we have our offering, there's been some photographs taken this morning, which is lovely because you'll have a lovely record of the event. But also, I was looking for one or two photographs to update our website with, because the picture of the congregation is from years ago now, and it really needs updating. But obviously, if anybody particularly objects and would rather not be on a group photo that's on the website, please do just let me know before you go today, because I wouldn't want to go against anyone's wishes. But it would be lovely to have an up-to-date picture on the website. That would be fantastic. Thank you. So the stewards will now wait upon us for our offering for the work of the church here in Denton Burn. But please don't feel under any compulsion. If you want to give, that's lovely. But the offering will now be taken for those that want to give.
Lord, we do just thank you once again for all the many blessings that you shower upon us. Accept this gift of money, Lord, and we pray that you would use it, as well as all our lives and resources, for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Our last song now, or hymn, together. So get your tambourines if you want. Sit, get them out of the box. Just to say, you're all very welcome to stay for a coffee at the end. The coffee will be served. And I know we're a little bit tight for space today, but you're very welcome to stay if you've got time. Okay, let's sing together then. To God be the glory. So go in peace, in the power of the Holy Spirit, as we all seek to walk the way of Jesus together, trusting in him and loving and supporting one another. Amen.